and Mary. Call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back. It is now 18 past the hour, and thanks for being here with us today. This portion of the program is sponsored by LifeLock. You know, some people really hate doing their taxes, but they probably prefer it to identity thieves filing their taxes for them. Did you know that all identity thieves need to file a fake tax return is your Social Security number and your date of birth? The IRS reported nearly $6 billion in fraudulent refunds were paid out in a single year due to identity theft. Identity thieves can also use information on your tax documents to commit other crimes, like draining your bank accounts, any time of year. So we encourage you to consider the service that Rudy, Mary, and I have, LifeLock. Some people have free credit monitoring for their protection, but it only detects problems with credit and it won't do anything to help fix theft matters. LifeLock members have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists to fix identity issues and to ensure you have peace of mind now and all year long. You only have one identity, so protect it like we have with the best, LifeLock. Memberships start as low as $9.99 a month. Visit LifeLock.com today to save 10% when you use promo code Rudy, R-U-D-Y. That's LifeLock.com, promo code Rudy. You'll save 10%. Or find a link at the all-new RudyMaxa.com under sponsors.
You know, Rudy, Robert, and I talk about a lot of different travel topics week to week on this show, but I can't really recall the last time we discussed something that's really an essential part of travel, but rarely given much attention. I'm talking about luggage.
Yeah, we don't, right?
When you think about it, whether we're on a quick overnight getaway or a multi-week voyage, we're all looking for the right bag or piece of luggage. We worry if our bag will show up at the airport carousel or at our destination if we're on a tour or a cruise. And then there's the restrictive carry-on rules that seem to be different. Depending on where you're traveling, internationally, domestically, and the free-for-all to find overhead space. Scott Appleby is an executive with Travel Pro. For over 25 years, he's worked in all aspects of business-to-business and business-to-consumer management. We recently caught up with Scott at a travel industry event and invited him on the show today to discuss the latest trends in luggage, how bags are designed and tested, is smart luggage worth the money, and more. Hi, Scott. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with Robert and me on Rudy Max's World with the Carries.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
So, Scott, it's nice to have you here with us today. Hope you're enjoying your time there in Florida.
Yes, it's great down here. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So, you know, in your role with Travel Pro, you're in a unique position to see and really help shape what travelers are seeking with their luggage and accessories. So I want to start with you sharing an overview of the luggage industry, because we've certainly come a long way from the days of those steamer trunks and the heavy double-locking suitcases of the 50s, 60s, or probably 70s, to the lightweight four-wheeled spinners of today. What sticks with you about the evolution of luggage over the years?
Well, Robert, one of the major revolutionary ideas in luggage was the rolling luggage idea. As you mentioned, in the 70s, maybe even into the 80s, a lot of people were really hand-carrying their luggage. It was heavy, hard to maneuver, etc. Our company founder, Bob Plath, who at the time was a Northwest airline pilot, started tinkering in his basement and came up with an idea. And what he did is he took the luggage that was horizontally oriented and flipped it to be vertical, added two large wheels and an extension handle, and hence invented rollerboard luggage. And that really was revolutionary and really changed the entire luggage industry. And then from there, it was really further evolutions to spinner luggage, which is fairly popular today, lightweight luggage, more use of carry-on luggage, and now integrating technology into the luggage.
Yeah, it's such a fascinating history. Scott, really, as you said, Travel Pro has certainly revolutionized with that initial invention. Do you think that Travel Pro would be where it was today without the rollerboard?
No, in fact, it really initiated the founding of the company, and basically the luggage stores during that time when that invention really started to take off, more or less replaced almost all their inventory because travelers were asking for the rollerboard luggage. And during the 90s, Travel Pro was one of the fastest growing private companies, according to Inc. magazine.
Yeah, and I know actually the luggage, I think it was U.S. luggage that started by putting the wheels on in the 70s, and then Bob
with
comes
the
along.
With the straps, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Remember those they were always falling all over the place, those clanking.
Yeah.
And then Bob with Travel Pro comes along. He was a pilot from Northwest, and got tired of lugging things around, and he brings along the rollerboard, which definitely revolutionized things. So, Scott, clearly today's suitcase is designed for more than just a weekend's worth of clothes. I mean, that's for sure. Frankly, I suggest the evolution of luggage in many ways mirrors how we travel, whether by plane or train or cruise line or automobile, however. We obviously, as a society, as a country, we're living more flexible lives, and we are far more reliant upon technology, which is now being incorporated into our bags. What trends are you seeing, Scott? Where do you see luggage evolving?
Well, you know, there's really three primary trends that have really taken place over the, I'd say, the last 4 to 5 years. One is just the design of luggage in general. It's just much more lighter weight, but still it has to be durable as well. And then you're seeing more and more carry-on luggage, and then companies are starting to integrate technology into the luggage. These would be things like, you know, luggage tracking, having the ability to charge your phone through your luggage. That's something we're putting in our newest line that we're coming out so that, you know, you won't have that problem of your battery on your phone dying on you right. when you're traveling. These types of things are starting to work their way into luggage as well.
So let's go back to something that you just mentioned, the durability. We have polycarbonate luggage. We have an array of soft-sided options. Wheeled spinner bags are popular. But behind all of these innovations, there's some pretty intense durability testing going on by the major manufacturers. And I know Robert visited with you in your testing facility in Florida. Tell us a little bit about what your company and many of the high-level brands subject their luggage to ensure durability.
Well, the idea behind the testing, because most of our products carry a lifetime warranty, is that they have to be durable enough, you know, to, they can be lightweight, but they also have to be very durable. And what we try to do is replicate real-world conditions throughout the life of the bag.
It's an interesting experience to go through your testing
machine.
Facility.
Yeah.
But I was also surprised that you deep-freeze the luggage as well.
Yeah, that's one of our tests. What we do is it's called the drop test, and we basically drop a frozen bag. It's at 0 degrees.
And you put a lot of weight in it, though. But you put weight into it.
It's fully loaded. We have 70 pounds in it, and we raise the bag up to waist high and drop it at a bunch of different angles. And that's really designed to replicate what the baggage handler is doing with the bag when they're unloading it from the belly of the plane.
Right, and not so gently.
Exactly. A lot of times the bags are just thrown.
Yeah, we watched that.
It was kind of sad, actually, afterwards when I went through the testing facility, and then you see it almost looks like a plane graveyard where they have all the bags that have got a ripped handle or zippers off or wheels missing.
Zippers. Let's touch on zippers. What do you do for zippers?
Well, we have a zipper test, and basically to pass the test and allow us to commercialize the product, it has to go through 7,500 open and close cycles.
Wow.
So it's very rigorous. The three main things in luggage, the retractable handle, the wheels, and the zippers, those are the mechanical parts. Mm-hmm. And for luggage to meet our warranty requirements, it has to pass all those tests.
Well, if you're just tuning in, Mary and I were speaking with Scott Appleby. He's an executive with Travel Pro Luggage. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Rudy, he's going to be speaking with travel security expert Mark Weber Tobias. Scott, so we're blessed to have a large audience around the country, and I'm sure a good number of the people out there, they'll be considering buying luggage at some point. I personally am waiting for the luggage that packs and unpacks itself, okay? But you know, as an insider, you know, as an industry insider, what are some of the top things you'd recommend that people should definitely look for when they're considering their next piece of luggage?
Well, I think, you know, you want to get a lightweight bag, but the bag also has to be durable, too. And from traveler's perspective, one way you can tell that, you may not know all the inner workings of the luggage like we do, but one way to tell that is what is the warranty on the product? You know, if you see like a 2 or 3 year warranty, you got to be kind of suspect.
Okay.
But if you see, you know, a 10 year or longer, I think that's one thing definitely to look at. You know, I always recommend that you test the retractable handle. See if it goes up and down easily. It's comfortable to use. You can open the bag up, see what the inside has.
And real quick on this, and I'm sorry, you got 15 seconds to tell. How do you feel about these tracking devices and the electronics in bags? Any 15 seconds?
Well, I think, you know, you have to really, you know, look at them as far as what is it going to cost you? You know, is it going to increase the cell bill for you? What is the battery life for these tracking devices? Will it work with the airport's Wi-Fi?
Yeah, and I think also eventually TSA, you're going to have to watch out. Scott, I'm really sorry we're out of time. This was an interesting segment. We could have gone further. If you're interested in finding out more about Travel Pro, checking out their multiple product lines or their other brands, just visit travelpro.com. They've got a list of their retailers. You can watch a video of their test lab. I know it's on there. And you can even read Scott's blog. Scott's a blogger there, which we love. So, Scott, thanks. Enjoy the warm weather this weekend, okay?
Okay. Bye now.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rudy Max's World with the Carries phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rudymaxa.com. We're back after these messages.